Can you, however, can the teacher really know what he is supposed to be doing without an objective appreciation of social circumstances of the pupils?
No, I think the answer again is no, but again, this objective, and I'm using the term strictly, this objective attitude must fall within the other. It's equally true in the case of, say, a doctor. A doctor must always have his treatment, must always treat a particular patient that he has as a case of some known form of human ailment. But he must never, in doing this, forget that he is dealing as one human being with another human being who needs his help. If he didn't, then curious situations might arise. Take the case of a doctor who finds his patient developing the unusual symptoms, in which case which he has diagnosed perfectly properly as of a certain sort. And this is, from the point of view of medical research, extremely interesting. And here is a chance to add something to medical knowledge about this particular disease. But, of course, it might easily be that the only way he could capitalize on the situation would be by seeing to it that his patient got more ill than he was, so as to develop the symptoms more properly for scientific study. Now, why shouldn't he? If his attitude were a purely objective scientific attitude and nothing else, not merely would it be perfectly proper for him to do that, but it would be the right thing to do. And he would have completely forgotten in his objectivity that he was a human being whose job was to care for another human being. In that way, you see, the one thing has to fall, even in the extreme case where you can't treat a human being just in the natural, obvious, personal way for one reason or another. Yet you must never forget that your job in that case is to restore the situation to normal, and anything that you do must have that as its end, and that cuts out all sorts of interesting experiments.
But are you not providing the scientific attitude when you said if he had the scientific attitude, you would make him more ill? Is it liable?
No, I'm not libeling the scientist at all. I'm saying, not saying that the scientist oughtn't to be doing this. Objectivity is essential to science. And that is therefore the right attitude for a scientist. But what it does, what I am saying is that, remember this, that there are limits which are set to scientific inquiry in the case where you're dealing with human beings, and scientific technique, by this underlying fact that what the scientist does in dealing with a human being has to be justified in terms of the fact that he is dealing with a human being and not with anything else. I'm all for the development of science in medicine and sociology and so on. And it was, when I was professor here, one of my major interests to get the social sciences going and properly organized. That is saying, what you want in this case when you're talking about science is to understand science, what it's doing, and what the means that it must employ and the attitudes that it must develop in order to do the scientific job are. But in that, you mustn't make the entirely gratuitous assumption that therefore a scientist has a right, a human right, to do anything that will advance his science, whatever happens to the victims in the process. That is something that You couldn't admit in the case of the scientist any more than in the case of any other trade or practice. All of it is, shall we say, under the judgment of the rights of a human being as a human being, and the right to be treated as a human being by any other human being. And that qualifies everything else. And I've been saying that about teaching too. That this qualifies the use of techniques, methods, organization. You mustn't forget what it's all about, because it makes it easier to carry out what you then suppose your task to be. There's only one way in which you can educate people, as it were, in this strict sense, and that is by sharing your knowledge, experience, human qualities with them. Techniques are all very well for technical purposes, but education is not a technical job, because it is part of life. And living a human life is not a technical job, and there's no technique for it. The only technique that you can have is to be yourself with other people.